Got a point.
Yeah, Mike, you make a great argument there. Is it?
You love Vin Diesel, though.
I don't even know what he looks like.
But the funny...
you know what I thought was the best part of the show?
Sorry.
You know, because Michael Caine played a British journalist, Thomas
Fowler.
And he was a correspondent, and the way I took it, he's probably pretty lazy. And he didn't really want to work that much. And he was in this country. He had a very young mistress because he was married.
That was a good-looking Chinese chick, too.
And he was just, he was very comfortable.
Fong.
Yeah.
Reiner, do you speak Chinese? I think you speak a little. I can't remember.
Yeah, a little.
Ching Chang Ha So.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
thanks.
That's really good. What does that mean?
Ching Chang Ha So.
Well, in English, what does it mean, Mike?
Bang Fong.
Bang Fong?
What are you doing over there?
God.
What noise was that?
It's like you're exploding.
I was trying to suppress it.
It was good, though, and he's nominated for Best Actor, which I could see that. Michael Caine's a...
Oh, he's
awesome.
He's great in everything he does.
He looks like he stinks, though.
And basically, this...
Looks like he's made of mustard.
You know, basically, this shows you that, you know, the United States... They aren't always the good guys riding in on the white horse, because this was the beginning of the CIA back in 1952, and just how they were trying to basically start a revolution.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to do. I mean, they would do acts of terrorism, and it would be blamed on the communists.
Well, enough about the movie.
Wild, right?
Enough about the movie. I think you guys would agree the real highlight of the evening was the debut of a new character.
Who is this guy?
Trailer evaluating man.
This, I'm telling you, I couldn't hardly concentrate on the movie because I was laughing the first 15 minutes. Pretty much like that. Because we had unusual seating arrangements because we got there late. And we couldn't all sit together. And you guys damn near sat on the front row.
Yeah, we were close.
And then me and Reiner sat together. And then Rob, with a bunch of frows, sat behind us.
So they started rolling through the trailers. And the first one was the new Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas movie.
Yeah.
And then they had the Jim Carrey movie. And what was the other one, the third one that they had?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Where he's
going to run,
president.
Where he's going to run for president. Now, go back to your movie watching experience, and you know when they show a trailer, when the trailer is over, there's always a 1 or a 2 second pause before the next one starts, to where it's real quiet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. While everybody is just trying to digest what they just saw, and that is where Trailer Evaluation Man springs into action, because he lets everybody in the theater
tell you what.
Know whether or not they should go see that. Because he evaluates the movie
and
based on what he
evaluates with a very few words.
Yes.
But loud. You're not talking to your
very
buddy
loud,
next to you. You're
right.
Talking to the whole theater.
It might
right.
be, that's going to be terrible. That's awful.
That's going to suck.
That's going to suck.
Often cussing is involved, too.
I don't think there was cussing involved the other night.
Not the other night, but I have seen it when you said, I'm not going to go see that S.
Yeah.
Who wants to see that ass?
Now, this has been developing for a while, because I've been to several movies with you where this has happened.
Right. Trailer evaluating, man.
Yeah.
And my wife has been part of his scene, too.
Are you kidding? You do that with her?
Oh, she hates it.
She doesn't like trailer evaluating,
no,
man?
No, she hates the trailer evaluator.
So,
which means you're not going to stop it, are you? Or he's not going
to stop it. No, he's not going to stop it.
That Chris Rock movie, and Danny and I are probably, you know, 20 rows in front of you. And it was so shocking. I think the first movie was that they showed was a Chris Rock one. It gets done, and all of a sudden we hear this, that's going to suck. And Danny and I look at each other, and we're like, oh, my God.
It's him.
Yeah, there he is. So then I was just waiting for the next one, you know, for the trailer to finish, waiting for the next critique, little snapshot critique. I mean, you literally have 2 seconds to say something. You do.
Yes, and trailer evaluator man has to make it fast.
Wow.
He has to be a man of few words, too.
I believe one got a pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, the Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. Pretty good.
That has promise, I believe the words were.
But you're just so loud.
It is loud.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like talking to a stranger in the elevator. You never talk when you're on the elevator, and no one expects you to. So when you do it, it's shocking. And no one ever says anything in the movies, much less after a trailer. So it's just hey, Edna. It's just so shocking to hear that.
And you know what? Everybody in that theater is uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Especially when that time we watched, I think it was Jackass, and he dropped the S-bomb.
Right. Who's going to go see that ass?
So what does your wife do?
Jackass. I usually get knock it off, Michael.
Knock it off, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, would you knock it off? Stop it. You're too loud with it, Michael.
That's generally what happens.
And
now everybody's going to steal your character. I promise you, tonight in more than one theater in Dallas, Trailer Evaluating Man's second cousin's going to spring up.
Good. Hey, I hope he spawns a number of imitators. This world could use more trailer evaluators.
Now, does this character come from your instincts of growing up in the hood? Because, you know, all black people talk to the movie screen.
Right. So they say. I mean, I know plenty of black people that don't. I really don't care to stereotype them that way myself.
No, I don't either. I'm just relaying a message that Corby...
Oh, do you not know?
No, I didn't know that for sure.
Well, at least we didn't have cell phones going off the other night.
Well, you tried.
Snake.
Yeah, I tried to call you.
Greco called me like 10 times. And I've got my phone on vibrate. And I know what he's going to ask me.
Oh, I know
me,
what
anyway.
He's going to ask, too.
I mean, his new bit is to draw us off sides and act real serious and be like, come here, man, I really got to talk to you. Seriously, I'm not kidding this time. What? Hey, where'd the cheese go? That's Grego's new bit. Where did the cheese go? So I answered the phone. I was like, listen, a-hole, I know where the cheese is, okay?
Well, anyway, watch out for Trailer Evaluating Man. He's bound to be...